Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey, folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. I appreciate you spending some time with me. Time, as I say, is that one commodity that you just can't get back. Today, we're going to talk about private tutoring. And I am sure that there are a lot of parents out there right now that would love to have a tutor help with their kids, because not everyone is equipped to homeschool their kids. And once you send them back to school, we don't always know that they're going to get the best education there as well. So sometimes when you think about private tutoring, you may just imagine parents striving to give their children a competitive edge. But I tell you what, many parents use tutoring to fill gaps in their children's schooling, such as to improve their literacy, to improve maybe their math skills, because they don't feel that they're always getting that when they're during their school day. So today we have Carrie Diaz, and Carrie is the vice president of Club Z Tutoring Services. Club Z is a leading tutoring and education franchise with over 400 locations in the U.S. So help me in welcoming Carrie to the show. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you, Linda. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, I'm really excited to have you. And Carrie, we're in some very odd times right now.
We are.
Parents are trying to homeschool their kids, and trust me, I would not have made a good homeschool mama, because I was not designed for that. So, Carrie, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in Club Z.
Sure. Thank you. So, yes, I'm the vice president of Club Z. I have been with the organization for about 17 years now, so I've been here a while. I'm also a mom of three. I have two boys and a girl, and have been living this sort of homeschool situation firsthand, so mm-hmm. I can certainly relate to what a lot of parents are feeling. I have been involved in all aspects of Club Z, from kind of general operations to support to franchise development and everything in between. So it's something that I'm obviously professionally, you know, passionate about. But as a parent, like I said, I can certainly relate to the need for having a tutor. And to your point, it's not always about just giving your student an advantage. That certainly helps, but a lot of times it's a matter of remediation, you know, helping a student just really bridge those important gaps in learning that can happen in kind of a traditional classroom setting because of the nature of the individualized instruction that Club Z provides. Mm-hmm. And now more than ever, that's just become so crucial as we're kind of dealing with distance learning and some of these concepts that are not only new to the families, but really new to the students also. So it's mm-hmm. it's definitely an interesting time to be involved in this.
Absolutely. When my daughter is grown and has her own family, but when she was, I want to say maybe third or fourth grade, she was in a class where there were 40 kids, one mm-hmm. teacher, and one helper. And she had to have a tutor. So I believe she went to tutoring maybe 3 days a week, just to help her grasp the information that was lost with the scuffle that was over here when the teacher was trying to present it in class.
Sure.
They're doing the best they can, but sometimes kids learn differently. So,
absolutely.
Carrie, were you drawn to Club Z because you saw that there was a need for it, or because you were looking for something for your kids?
No, you know, it's interesting. I was actually already involved in education, but more from kind of the school side of things and from sort of a counselor application. But my background prior to that was in marketing. And so it really kind of was a unique opportunity for me to be able to apply sort of both sides of my skill sets towards the organization. And I actually joined Club Z before I had children of my own. So it was more just I was already involved in the industry from kind of a professional standpoint. But it's really been interesting, like I said, to kind of have that perspective that sort of grows with that. And you're absolutely right. I mean, what you experienced with your own daughter, that's quite common, you know, to have a classroom that's really just too large for a teacher to really be able to drill down to each student's individual needs and learning preferences. And you're right. I mean, they're certainly doing everything that they can, but with one teacher and one aide, it's just not feasible. And so we work closely with the teachers, with the schools, with all of the stakeholders that can help the students succeed. And I think one of the strengths of our kind of instructional model is really that flexibility. We often will work within the classroom curriculum so that it is an apples-to-apples comparison for the student. I often say, you know, it's if you're already struggling, if you can imagine, and now you go and you're trying to work with a tutor, but the tutor's using a different curriculum, now I have to take that information and figure out, well, how do I apply that when I'm back in class on Tuesday, you know? And it's that's challenging and stressful, and so we work right within that same curriculum to help bridge those gaps. We partner with the teachers to find out what's impacting this student's grade. You know, what are you seeing in the classroom? How can we help support what you're doing? And so it's truly a partnership. And then we have a number of proprietary curriculum if it is an enrichment scenario. Everything from, you know, study skills. We have a phenomenal study skills program that we've developed that really plays a crucial role for students that are transitioning from, you know, elementary to middle school or middle to high school. Because even if they're not struggling necessarily with the coursework, proper, you know, study skills just aren't taught in the classroom. They don't know how to take good notes, you know, they don't understand how to apply kind of active reading skills or, you know, what do you mean put together an essay? I'm not even sure where to begin, you know, and so we have programs that are designed for everything from that to SAT and ACT test prep, you know, even kindergarten readiness programs. So really it's a matter for us of finding out what the students' needs are, what the family's goals and objectives are, and then putting together a customized program to help them get there from here.
Well, it sounds to me like you offer courses and you customize your tutoring from kindergarten to high school. That's kind of unique, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and really, I mean, we like to say there really isn't a student or an objective that we can't, you know, support. So it's all the way through adult. We've worked with, you know, adult learners that are going back maybe to obtain a GED in lieu of a high school diploma. We've worked with, you know, business-to-business tutoring. If we've worked with hotel chains to provide things like, you know, English as a second language instruction to staff, or we've worked with, you know, a number of agencies like with the Veterans Affairs and working with veterans who have come back and are now, you know, going to be entering into maybe a trade school or into a 2 or a 4-year college and providing support there. So really we have an incredible amount of flexibility and for us, like I said, it's really about customizing the program, whatever your goals are, you know, and us being able to help you achieve them.
Oh, wow. I love that. Now, I'll tell the listeners, today is June the 11th, 2020, if you're listening to the recording, and we've been through a pandemic. And we are not totally back up. How did the pandemic, how did the quarantine impact Club Z and the way you deliver your information and the way you support your students?
You know, it was interesting. When Club Z began, and in fact, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary this month, so we've been in the space for a while. And when we first began, it was strictly an in-home tutoring company. And at the time, that really filled a need. You know, most of the competitors in this space only offered kind of a brick-and-mortar retail location where families have to drive their students. And so the convenience factor has always played a very important role in why I think so many families choose Club Z. But about 8 or 9 years ago, we added online tutoring to our services as well. And partially in response to just kind of evolving, you know, classroom, the emergence of technology and that side of it, and partially because there's just, you know, sort of a growing segment of the market for which in-home tutoring just wasn't going to be feasible. You know, if you have so many students that are, you know, traveling athletes and just have these really unique and interesting stories. So online was just sort of a natural progression for us. But what that really allowed us to do, I think, was kind of weather this storm with the pandemic in terms of services and not having as much of a disruption, because for our in-home students, we were able to really pretty seamlessly convert them to online so that they didn't lose any ground. They still had the ability to interact with their tutor. And right now, especially, you know, and again, for if this is recorded and you're listening, it might seem hard to believe, but with distance learning, the parents have really had to step in and almost become the teachers in many mm-hmm. cases. And so the thought, sort of the connotation of online is now sort of, you know, brings up these thoughts of distance learning. But online tutoring for ClubZ is not the same as distance learning. It is live instruction. It's one-on-one. And it's literally the same, you know, instructional methodologies and delivery as it is in home. They're just using our proprietary web-based online learning platform. So you see the tutor. You can talk to the tutor. The tutor can demonstrate how to solve problems. The tutor can pull up, you know, a copy of the student's classwork and work together with the student, just like they would if they were right there in the student's homes. And so, mm-hmm. Again, I think that really allowed for a pretty seamless transition. And in the last couple of weeks, as, you know, most of the states are starting to kind of, you know, emerge into reopening at different phases, we've seen a real uptick in inquiries and families that are calling in, because I think now that the dust has settled a little bit, there's a growing concern, and rightfully so, that the students have lost a lot of ground. You know, that there are so many studies out there that talk about just learning loss over the summer months, you know, and particularly in math, and oftentimes it's upwards of 2 letter grades or more, just because there's not that kind of continuous reinforcement that the kids get during the school year. Mm-hmm. If you compound that with the fact that the last few months of the school year were kind of this you know, hybrid model of trying to have the students learn online, there's a real loss that we're facing right now. So I suspect that that's going to continue to grow. And like I said, families are naturally concerned. And so we're proud and we're excited that we're able to help these families to prepare for the upcoming school year, to maybe bridge some of the gaps and some of the learning loss that occurred, you know, over the last couple months of school. And I expect that we're going to continue to see that grow as we head into summer and fall.
Yeah, most definitely. That's great that you guys were already prepared for that. You already had the infrastructure set up, whereas so many companies had to really think quick, and sometimes it wasn't quick enough. So, and they can definitely feel the hit on that. Now, Carrie, you mentioned that you had a background in education. When you're looking for franchisees, are you looking for someone with a background in education?
You know, we don't require that you have a background in education, nor that you've owned business prior. I mean, we provide extensive training and a tremendous amount of hand-holding and support from the initial sort of startup and launch period and throughout the length of, you know, our relationship with our franchise owners. I think that it's an attractive business model for educators, because if you already have that passion and that desire to help students and that you really, you know, sort of enjoy impacting them in this way, not just in the grades, of course, but it impacts self-esteem, and you get to see, you know, that look when a student's face lights up because they finally mm-hmm. understand a concept that, you know, previously they thought they would never get. I'm just never going to understand this, you know, and so there's a lot of kind of innate joy that comes from that. But from a teacher standpoint, they often feel sort of bogged down in the, you know, the requirements and the, you know, red tape, for lack of a better term, of being in the classroom. They don't have that ability to really have that kind of an impact in many cases. And teacher burnout is a very real, you know, kind of phenomenon. So I think that it's attractive for educators because of that reason. But it's interesting, you know, a lot of our franchise owners that are not educators or weren't in the education industry prior to joining ClubZ, they just had a personal experience, you know, a story much like yours, you know, where they had to get a tutor for one of their children, or maybe they had a tutor and it really impacted them. Or, you know, I often tell people there are a million ways that you can earn a living, but there are very few that kind of have that feel-good component. You know, this is something where you're able to really leave a legacy behind, you know, and have a lasting impact in your community. So we don't require any particular background. I always say just come with your passion and your drive and your energy and be willing to follow a plan and communicate. And if you have that kind of a desire, then the rest, you know, we can kind of fill in. That's where we come in and what our expertise is.
So let's talk a little bit about the training that you provide for your franchisees. I'm sure that there is a certain level of business training, and separate from that is how to be a tutor, how to really deliver the information. So tell me a little bit about what you provide for a brand new franchisee.
Sure. So we provide training for all aspects of operations, everything from, you know, recruiting and staffing your team of tutors, which part of that is kind of understanding what are the traits and characteristics that would make for a good tutor. What are our onboarding processes to help vet and ensure that we have high quality, thoroughly, you know, vetted and background checked staff. And most of our tutors are either certified teachers or they're degreed professionals that have relevant teaching or tutoring experience. And then the franchise owner's role with Club Z really is to kind of match them, you know, with their students based on personality and subject area and just, you know, what would potentially be a good fit. So we provide instruction and training and support for recruitment. We even help franchise owners recruit their first team of tutors. So we'll place the ads, and a lot of what we do kind of follows along the lines of, you know, teach a man to fish and he eats for life. So we're going to demonstrate how to engage in these activities and allow the franchise owner to sort of learn with these hands-on activities and then kind of assume that role over time. We provide, again, kind of similar philosophy for the marketing aspect of this. Another big piece of the franchise owner's role with Club Z is marketing and generating new business. And, you know, I hear from a lot of prospective candidates who say, oh, you know, I'm not a salesperson. And I say, that's okay. That's not what this is about. You know, this is you're talking about students that are looking for learning opportunities. So for us, it's about relationship building, you know, forming referral partnerships and relationships with schools and other children's businesses, social service agencies, you know, some of the organizations that I had already talked about. So it's about kind of building those relationships, creating those opportunities. And again, we develop a customized marketing plan for each franchise location, and then we actually execute that plan for our new franchise owners during their launch period for their first 90 days. We're going to execute your digital marketing. We're going to put the ads up for them online. And again, it kind of takes some pressure off of a new business owner that's already sort of wearing so many hats, but it allows us to kind of dial in those campaigns for them, and then it becomes a matter of them sort of taking over the reins and managing them after that launch period. And then the third piece that really is kind of the role of the franchise owner and for which we provide extensive training and support is kind of that back office, sort of managing all of these processes. So we have a software platform that our franchise owners utilize to have kind of an at-a-glance view of their business and understand where their tutors and students are at any given time. It helps for billing and you know, being able to pay the tutors and you know, bill the customers and kind of manage that side of it. And then we train them, of course, on how to conduct customer service, follow-up. I mean, everything we do in Club Z really kind of centers around a relationship, whether that's the relationship with the tutors and the owner, whether it's the relationship between the families, the clients and the owner, referral sources. So it's all about, you know, understanding how to maintain and really sort of cultivate those relationships. So we provide extensive training on all of those pieces of the business. And then what we do through the launch period is that our franchise owners will have support staff at Club Z that helps them execute these campaigns and kind of track sales data and make sure that the business is really growing and thriving. But then we also have a neat franchise mentor program. So we actually assign a current Club Z franchise owner to kind of act as a mentor to a new Club Z franchisee. Somebody can kind of take them, under their wing a little bit, give them, you know, perspective from the field, and it's a really well-received program and one that I think, again, our franchise owners, you know, gain a tremendous amount of benefit from.
I've not heard any franchise doing that, Carrie. I love that idea of having a peer that has been through it, to have somebody that you can call and say, hey, I don't want to call mom and dad, but I'd just like to know from you, because many times, you know, the franchisor is looked at as the parent possibly.
Sure.
And it's
sure.
nice to have that relationship with a peer franchisee that you can just kind of tap into. Now, you said earlier that this model doesn't necessarily require a brick and mortar. Is it strictly a home-based business?
It is. Yeah, that's a great point. So it's a home-based business. And again, I think that's another reason why the model is attractive to so many, because you don't have to have a retail space and obviously the extra overhead that kind of entails. Mm-hmm. But it also gives you a lot of flexibility and kind of owner benefit from that standpoint as well. So yeah, it's a home-based business opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, I don't know if you would, because it's not a brick and mortar, I know that it is more affordable. Are you in a position that you'd like to talk a little bit about the cost of what it would take to get into a Club Z franchise?
Yeah, absolutely. So our franchise territories, because this is a home-based business, are designed around zip codes. So we look at zip codes to kind of determine, you know, where a franchisee would be working and what their territory is. And we provide protected territories, meaning that once a Club Z franchise owner has the rights to work in a particular zip code, they're the only Club Z franchise that will work there. So it doesn't create a competitive environment. If there are multiple franchisees in the same kind of market, they can work collaboratively and kind of grow the greater area without having to worry about, you know, fighting over leads, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the smallest size territory that we offer gives a franchisee at least 50,000 people in population. So, you know, whether that's, you know, one zip code or 10 zip codes kind of depends on the market. But the territory, the smallest one, is that 50,000 in population. The franchise fee for that is $19,750, so just under $20,000 for the initial investment. And, of course, there are larger territories. You know, we have kind of options for more aggressive owners. We have an area developer opportunity that allows you to get a territory of up to 200,000 in population if that's more, you know, kind of aligned with your goals and objectives, or even multi-unit ownership. So there's a lot of flexibility in how the system is kind of set up. But in terms of the investment, around $20,000 is really kind of the entry point. And then we always ask our franchisees to have access to operating capital so that you mm-hmm. can, you know, focus that on your marketing and advertising and your, you know, kind of startup new business expenses. And for that, we ask them to have about $10,000 in capital. So figure around $30,000 at the low end would be kind of the investment.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, we need to take a quick commercial break here, but
sure.
When we come back, do you have some stories of that you could share with us, maybe stories of some of your franchisees or even some of your students?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Very good. Folks, we'll be right back with more from Carrie Diaz with Club Z Tutoring Services.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisors, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on all things franchising.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today, and we're here talking to Carrie Diaz. She's the Vice President of Club Z Tutoring Services, and just talking about the need for additional tutoring, education, especially in today's environment. And Carrie, you're going to share a couple of stories with us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking about, there are so many stories that I can think of families that have just been, you know, so grateful for the impact that having a tutor, you know, really had on their son or daughter. But, you know, I was thinking of one particular story, you know, just to kind of give you a sense that it's not just kindergarten through 12th grade sort of, you know, traditional academic services. We really provide tutoring all subjects, you know, all grade levels, all objectives. And so I was thinking of a story. There was a gentleman, an adult, who came to a franchise owner. This is one of our franchise owners in California. And, you know, he said, I really need some help preparing for an exam that I have to take at work. You know, it's a written test that I have to take. I think it was for some type of certification. And throughout the course of the discussion with this gentleman, you know, it actually came out that he really didn't know how to read. You know, he could kind of make his way through, but he was a little embarrassed and kind of concerned. But, you know, it was a really neat opportunity for the franchise owner to be able to work with him and say, okay, let's get you set up with a tutor and see what we can do. And in a very short period of time, I think it was less than, you know, 60 days, he had gone from barely understanding kind of sight words and being able to sort of recognize certain, you know, common words that he had seen to really being able to read a chapter book. And he was just overwhelmed with gratitude. And I remember the franchise owner said, you know, I got calls from his family, from his adult children, you know, everybody was calling us saying, you have no idea the impact that this had on our dad, you know, not only for his job, obviously he was able to take the test and obtain the certification he was after, but just, you know, he had spent his entire adult life sort of being ashamed of this and not really feeling like it was something that he'd ever accomplish. And so that one always sticks with me as a powerful kind of testimonial. And again, just kind of a sense of just the impact that tutoring can have. It goes so far beyond just getting good grades in the classroom, you know, and similarly, I mean, go ahead, Linda, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say a franchisee can definitely walk away from some of those type of situations where they feel that they've done more than just provide a service. That they've
absolutely
changed someone's life. And for the person out there that's looking for that brand, that franchise concept, that at the end of the day that they're going to feel fulfilled and feel that they've made a difference, then Club Z certainly is a great brand to look into, I would say, Carrie. Do you have a story about a franchisee possibly?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because as luck would have it, that same franchise owner, you know, I'd shared a little bit earlier in the show about why this is kind of an attractive model for educators, but that same franchise owner was not an educator. That wasn't her background. She came from kind of a business background, and she had been in banking for a long time. And, you know, one bank was bought out by another bank, was bought out by another bank, and it was just this constant sort of turnover and this feeling of uncertainty. And so the reason why she became attracted, she's a parent, so she understood it from that side of it. But she became attracted to the idea, of course, of having her own boss, you know, being her own boss, rather, and having her own business, being in control of kind of her future and her sort of financial destiny. And so she never really anticipated that she would have kind of this side of it too. And so, you know, I remember when she had called and kind of shared that with me, but she sort of represents a very common profile of franchisees that join Club Z that have kind of that business experience and get so tired of the rat race and just the runaround and feeling like, you know, you just don't have that sense of control over where you're headed. And I think that right now in particular, that's relevant. You know, we have a lot of prospective candidates. Franchising in general, I think, becomes a lot more of a, you know, an important opportunity and something that people begin to explore when they are concerned about, you know, well, what's going to happen with my job and what really is the future? Where, you know, where am I going with this? Do I want to just continue to kind of run that race or do I want to take control of things and be able to kind of have that lasting impact? So, you know, I would encourage that too, that if there's anybody listening, that is kind of where you're at, that I think that, you know, again, Club Z provides a really great opportunity to have control over that and also have the ability to have kind of a lasting impact in your community.
Oh, certainly. Carrie, if someone's listening and they're saying, you know, I think I want to know more about Club Z, how would they find out more about Club Z and how would they contact you?
Yeah, so obviously we would encourage you to visit our website, which is just clubztutoring.com. But you're certainly welcome to contact me. Our toll-free number at the corporate office is 800-434-2582, which is club. And you know, you're welcome to reach out and ask to speak to somebody in our franchise development department. And our discovery process is a little bit different than other franchisors. We start with just a very simple, no pressure kind of conversation and opportunity to get to know the prospective candidate and kind of answer high level questions about who we are and how our systems work. But we really allow our franchise owners to do a lot of validation, meaning we connect them with franchisees in our system. You know, again, just like with our mentor program, we really believe that is a crucial role in kind of understanding, is this the right fit for me? Is this, you know, the organization that I want to be a part of? Do I feel like this network that they've built is kind of one that I would benefit from and appreciate being a part of? So throughout our process, we would give you that opportunity to not only speak to different members of our corporate executive team, but also to kind of connect with franchise owners to get a better sense of what this looks like on the other side of it. So it's a very no pressure, you know, again, it's all about just kind of understanding if it's the right fit and being able to sort of, you know, understand that information. So definitely I'd encourage you to reach out and kind of schedule that first call.
And talking to other franchisees is really critical because it does give you an opportunity to speak to those who have been through it. And if you've never experienced being owning a franchise, you may not know what all of the ups and downs are. So it's always good to hear it for someone who's been through it. So that's great. That's great that you guys do that right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're down to the end of the show here, and we're down to those final questions. And the first question here, Carrie, is if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest that they do to prepare for this process?
That's a great question. I think that research really is important. You know, just dig deep, you know, really find out what the companies that you're looking at, the industries that you're interested in, find out what their support resources look like, you know, and what the infrastructure is like, company culture. I mean, it really is important to understand kind of the organization that you're going to be a part of. The franchisor and franchisee relationship is super important. You know, you have to believe that you're part of a system that cares about you, that's going to take care of you, and you know, that you're part of a network that's going to help you thrive and grow. So I would just encourage a lot of research and you know, again, the more kind of contacts you can make with the organization, with the franchise owners, I think that's absolutely crucial. And the other thing I always encourage people to do is it's never too early to kind of start looking at your funding options, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you might fall completely in love with the concept, but if you haven't started to identify, well, how am I going to fund my business or how am I going
right.
to, you know, obtain operating capital, it kind of throws the brakes on sometimes. And there are so many different ways, especially with Club Z, because our price points are so affordable. From a business operation standpoint, it's a relatively low investment. There are so many different ways that you can tap into it, from, you know, home equity to the Small Business Administration, to 401k rollovers. I mean, there are just so many ways to fund it, but it's a process. So I always encourage people, start that, you know, sooner. If you're looking for angel investors, start that process right from the beginning, even if you're not sure which concept you're going with. It's never too early to start kind of narrowing that down.
Absolutely. Very good advice there. Next question is, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
You know, that's interesting. I think that communication skills really play a crucial role, and the feedback channels go both ways, meaning our most successful franchise owners in Club Z are the ones that communicate with our support staff very frequently, not only to, kind of celebrate successes, but to also voice concerns or challenges. You know, this is a partnership in some sense. You know, we need to know what's happening in your local market in order to help you succeed. And I always tell people there's a reason why you bought a franchise and you're not out there doing this on your own. So, you know, tap into the resources and the support network that's here for you. And so I think communication, strong communication skills is absolutely kind of a top trait among our most successful franchise owners. And then this probably goes hand in hand a little bit, but being able to really follow a plan. We have the benefit, it's a tremendous benefit of having so many different franchise owners with their different backgrounds and experience and areas of expertise, and our brand, our system grows as a result of that. However, it's so important, especially in your first year, to stick to the plan, you know, and to really kind of trust the system that you bought into and the team that's there to support you. You know, we've been developing our model for 25 years. So rather than recreate the wheel, again, our most successful franchise owners are the ones that really kind of follow the business plan very closely. And then after that first year, you know, you have a much better sense of what the business entails and how you can, you know, maybe take some liberties. We offer quite a bit of autonomy in our system, but the ones that are the most successful and get off to the best start are the ones that really kind of focus and commit to the plan that we've developed.
Mm-hmm. And it is so critical to really follow the plan, because that's what you buy into.
Right.
As a franchise, that's what you buy into. They've already figured it out. And with Club Z, you've got 400 locations. And I think you've probably figured out and worked out most of the kinks out of 400 of them. So I think you kind of know how to do that. So that's a critical piece there. The final question is, what does the future of franchising look like?
In terms of the future of franchising, I do think that franchising is going to continue to be a really attractive option. Again, there are so many opportunities to kind of maximize that owner benefit. And of course, I'm speaking specifically about Club Z and just mm-hmm. the systems and the model that we offer. From just being able to control your own destiny and have, you know, freedom and flexibility. This is definitely a business model where, you know, we like to say you own the business. The business doesn't own you. You know, we've mm-hmm. developed a lot of systems that allow you to really kind of pick and choose the activities that are in your wheelhouse and kind of play to your strengths, and being able to kind of utilize the resources. For example, we have a call center that we operate for our franchise owners as well. So we answer all your inbound phone calls. We manage web leads, the chat on the websites that we give to our franchisees. So there are a number of kind of support resources. But, I do think that franchising is going to continue to kind of grow in popularity. I think that franchisors are going to have to continue to remain flexible and adaptive. Mm-hmm. I think that that's something that really has been a strength of Club Z, is that we're constantly evaluating, constantly trying to evolve, make sure that the services that we provide are relevant, make sure that we're listening to our franchise owners, our clients, you know, so that the services and the model and the instructional delivery that we're providing is really kind of meeting the needs. And those needs change. I mean, right now we're seeing that, you know, just what that landscape looks like is constantly going to be evolving. So if franchisors can't evolve along with it, if it continues to kind of be a one-size-fits-all application, I don't think that that's going to work, you know, as you know, we kind of look into the future. So that's an area where, again, I think Club Z really excels. That's something that we're proud that, you know, we're continuously evolving and adapting.
And I think that people that are looking at franchise opportunities right now should ask the question, how did you evolve, or how did you manage through this pandemic? I think the way a company has been able to successfully get through the pandemic tells a lot about the ability of that company to react quickly. And I think that's really important for a company these days.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think you're absolutely right.
So, Carrie, one more time, if somebody's listening and they want to know more about Club Z, how would they do that?
So you can visit our website, which is clubztutoring.com, or you can call us toll-free at 800-434-2582 and just request to speak to somebody in our franchise development department, and we'd be happy to just schedule an initial, you know, introductory call. Again, it's a very no-pressure discovery process. We look forward to, you know, finding out more about our candidates and helping them understand and learn more about Club Z.
Wonderful. Carrie, thanks so much for being on the show today. I know that the listeners have really valued from this.
Great. Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to helping, you know, prospective franchise owners turn their dreams of business ownership into a reality with Club Z.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I hope you were able to, as we go along and I show you different models in the franchise industry, I hope you're able to see that when we talk about franchising, they all look different. And when someone comes to me and they want me to describe a specific franchise and what's best for them, it's difficult to do. It's one of those things that we have to look at. What Carrie was talking about is how much do you want to invest? What do you want to do? What does your vision look like? All of that is really important when we look at choosing the right franchise for you. So as always, the quote that I'm going to leave you with today is from Franklin D. Roosevelt. We may not be able to prepare the future for our children, but we can prepare at least our children for the future. That's what Club Z does. They prepare the children for the future. So, folks, I'm glad you joined me today. Look forward to seeing you next time on All Things Franchising.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.